Ramadan Reflections, Day 3. Women in Pre-Islamic Arabia. Grief at having a daughter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections. Today being the third day of the blessed month of Ramadan for the year 2023, that is 1444 of the Islamic calendar. Now yesterday, if you'll recall, we looked at the topic of women in pre-Islamic Arabia and the fact that there was a very disturbing culture among some of the Arab tribes in which when they were told that they were given, that their wife had given birth to a girl, that they would kill her. And not only kill her, but they would kill her by burying her alive. We looked at a brief understanding of where this came from, how it came into practice, and we looked at one of the stories of one of the individuals who would later come into Islam and come to the Prophet and ask him that would Allah forgive him for his sin. We continue in the theme, in that same theme for today, by looking at women in pre-Islamic Arabia and the grief at having a daughter. Again, the reason why we want to kind of build up this understanding of how the pre-Islamic Arabian culture was very not looking favorable upon women, and they were treated worse than animals, is for us to better understand and appreciate the fact that with the coming of Islam, that Islam launched a very unique revolution to change the minds of, first of all, the pre-Islamic Arabs, because this is where Islam and the Quran was coming down to. So it had to obviously work with that specific culture first and foremost. But then obviously we know that Islam as a global religion for all eternity, it is also looking to give answers and provide solutions to today's problems. And I believe when we look at the stories in this light, when we look at the verses of the Quran in this light, that it is also for our age today. We also have to recognize that there is a very pervasive trend in society today. Yes, at one level, we have this notion in some cultures and some parts of the world where daughters are looked down upon. And again, as I mentioned even yesterday, that they are even killed either during the term, the term of pregnancy is they're aborted when they find out through an ultrasound that the fetus is a girl, or when they're born, even a couple of days or weeks old, they're killed in the most inhumane fashions. But we also recognize that it's not only about the physical killing of a daughter, of a girl. It's also to destroy their character, to destroy their personality, to destroy their womanhood, what Islam came to give to the woman. And unfortunately, we see that in the Western culture today and in secular society in general, that women are under attack in many different ways. Even though we may not call it that, we may call it women's liberation or feminism. But ultimately, unfortunately, it's also the killing of the female, the killing of the female identity. And so today, on the third day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we want to look at the topic of grief at having a daughter. Now, as I said, that not only did these some of these Arab pre-Islamic Arab tribes rather bury the daughters alive out of a fear of the unknown. They didn't know if their daughter would carry out the same act as others had done. But as we also alluded to yesterday, and we'll go into more detail today, is that these Arabs had very strange notions about Allah and the angels and the so-called daughters of Allah. Now, before we go into the discussion on the grief that some Arab men in the pre-Islamic era would show when their wife would deliver a girl, let us have a quick glance at the verses for today from Surah Az-Zukhruf. That's chapter 43 of the Quran, verses number 16 through to 19. And here's what Allah says. What? Has He taken to Himself daughters out of all that He creates and honored you with sons? When any of them is given the news of the birth of what he accepts as appropriate for the All-Merciful, his face darkens, choking with anger. What? Am I to have a daughter, one who was brought up in adornments and unable to be clear in disputation? And yet they have judged the angels, who are themselves the servants of the All-Merciful, to be females, whom they judge to be of little value and yet regard as his daughters. Did they witness their creation? This testimony of theirs will be recorded, and they will be called to account for this falsehood in the hereafter. Now, this selection of verses, brothers and sisters, presents us with some of the most twisted inconceivable thought patterns of the Arabs of the Jahili era. Although, you know, my aim and our aim in this series is really one particular thought or response, which they had at the birth of a daughter, but we really need to review these verses in detail to really better appreciate the beliefs that these people used to hold, because this would affect their understanding and relationship with the women in their society. So what were some of these beliefs that these people had, the pre-Islamic Arabs, steeped in their Jahili culture? Well, number one, some of the tribes had a fixation with daughters and despised having girls. However, in multiple instances, the Quran shows us that they loved to attribute daughters to Allah. So it's a strange kind of paradox or contradiction there. From this point, Allah then comments on what happens when the family has the birth of a daughter. But what's more important than the outcome of how they feel is how Allah words it. You know, if you go back to verse number 17, what does Allah say? He says, when any of them is given the news of the birth of what he accepts as appropriate for the All-Merciful, his face darkens, choking with anger. It's okay for Allah to have daughters, but when they have a daughter, their face becomes sullied and grieved, and they're choked up with anger. This is a similar opinion that some people in the world have even today when they're told of a daughter. They don't like it because boys carry on the family name. Boys contribute to the economy of the family. Boys will take over the business. Boys will do this, that, this, and that. You know, and then as I alluded to even yesterday and today, that, you know, it's for this reason some countries in East Asia have outlawed ultrasound for gender revealing. And it's only allowed to determine health issues. Now, obviously, the talk of infanticide did not stop with the dawn of Islam. Unfortunately, some countries and cultures continue this inhumane practice. Now, look at in the verse number 18. They say, what? Am I to have a daughter, one who is brought up in adornments and unable to be clear in disputation? What did they mean by this? Well, they would speak about women as how they used to normally be in their era. Not necessarily today in 2023, but at that time. Although there may be some overlap. One is that they had a strong affinity to dressing up, wearing good clothes, looking nice, wearing jewelry, you know, rings, necklaces, bangles, anklets, piercings, whatever you want to call them or whatever happens in terms of beautification. They also say that women don't have the ability to dispute or argue enter into debates with one another. Basically, they were saying that women were really good for nothing except eye candy. You know, they're beautiful, so that's the only virtue and value they have in society. The Arabs couldn't really imagine women could contribute anything positive to society. So why bother with them? Just leave them aside. Use them for what you need and then toss them. But strangely, in the last verse, which I want to review, the Arabs then talk about the angels of Allah being his servants. And they call them females. Now, what a strange opinion to have for Allah, but yet they didn't want to have anything to do with a daughter, but they wanted Allah to have daughters. Now, in any case, these and perhaps other tribal norms were commonplace in the Arabian Peninsula before the dawn of Islam. Now, with the coming of Islam, we know and we will further see how all of that would change. And as we'll see tomorrow on the fourth day of Ramadan Reflections, as we review the topic of the emergence of Islam as a revolution and the status of women, we will zero in on the creation of the woman, because all of these verses are talking about pre-Islamic Arabs, their opinion of women after having been distanced from revelation. But how did Allah begin to revolutionize their mind and their mindset about women by introducing the process of creation of the first human beings? That is Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, peace be upon both of them. Because Allah would begin in this way, introduce the creation of the woman, recognizing that they're very much human being with a soul, just like the men are. And then from there, Allah could then begin this transformation of the mindset of the Arabs and of humanity on a whole, to where they would recognize the worth of a human being, the worth of a woman, the worth of the female gender. God willing, we'll continue tomorrow in our Ramadan Reflections for 2023. Until then, wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.